Hello and welcome to Acts of Volition Radio. This is Stephen Garrity, and this is session number 32 of Acts of Volition Radio. It's been a while since the last show, as always, and it'll probably be a while until the next one, but I've got 9 great songs for you this session. It'll probably be a little extra long this time. My wife and I are expecting a baby next month in end of August, beginning of September. So pretty exciting. Lots of cool stuff happening and lots of great music happening, actually. I'm going to start with a new album that I've been really looking forward to from Canadian band artist Matt Mays and El Torpedo, who I had the privilege of seeing live just a couple weeks ago at the Festival of Lights in Charlottetown, which is kind of our Canada Day weekend celebrations. They put on an excellent show, actually. They were pretty much the highlight of the weekend. The Tragically Hip played, and I got to see them for the first time ever. And never having been a big fan, I was very impressed with them. But Matt May's new album's called Terminal Romance, and it's kind of the straight-ahead rock album that I think many people were expecting when the last album came out, the previous album, which would be the third album, I guess, when Angels Make Contact, which was sort of more experimental. And this is just sort of a straight-ahead rock album, and it's really strong. There's been a few lineup changes in the band, and I think it shows a little bit in the sound, just the guitar tone and stuff, a little bit like that has evolved, but this is just classic rock. The influences are worn on proudly on sleeve, and I think to good effect. That's not a criticism at all. You can hear, like in any one song, you'll hear something, you think Springsteen, and then you think Tom Petty, and then it's the Ramones, and it's sort of all mixed in this really good, it's a good summer music, good driving music. I really wasn't even sure which song to play because there's several that I really like. Stand and Deliver is this song that it could be on a Tom Petty album and it would be a great Tom Petty song. And there's the new single, which is Tall Trees, which is great. A lot of great albums. Rock Ranger record, which is could be a Ramones song. And the one I'm going to play for you is the opening track, and it's a great way to open the show. It's called Building a Boat. This is Matt Mays and El Torpedo.
Wind.
That's Matt Mays and El Torpedo with Building a Boat from their new album Terminal Romance. Excellent album. I strongly recommend you picking it up. It's available for download with no DRM in really high quality or even lossless quality from Zunear.com, which is a great place to buy any kind of Canadian rock or indie music. Speaking of Canadian, the session is actually two-thirds Canadian music. It's all good. Next band, another Canadian, this sort of a Canadian staple that I've played plenty of times before. Sloan has a new album out. It's called Parallel Play. They posted a few videos on their website with little interviews with the band. And there was an interview with Chris Murphy from the band, and they asked him about the title of the new album, Parallel Play. And he was saying that it's a sort of a child psychology term that's used to describe the phenomenon when kids are playing in parallel with each other, but not with each other. So it's like sort of a social interaction problem. So it's a bit of an inside joke because the band has these four independent, each with their unique style, songwriters, and they could be criticized of sort of playing next to each other instead of together. And he pointed out that he doesn't think this is a problem for them live, but sort of just in their more, in the greater sense. And so I thought it was kind of clever that they were able to make fun of themselves and bring that problem to light, which is also one of the advantages of the band. Little Bird also told me that there's a new website coming for Sloan any day now. The song I'm going to play for you is it's one of the Jay Ferguson songs. Of the four members of the band, you can really usually tell who wrote which song. And then they sort of, although they've been getting better at sort of piling on each other's influences, and the songs must transform as they rehearse them. But this is one of my favorites from the album. It's called Witch's Wand. This is Sloan.
Remember, I've forgotten that I met you before. It was your friend, distant friend. I really got to know before you waved your witch's wand. Climb up to the roof so we can check out the view. I think somebody spoke, but I didn't have a clue that you waved your witch's wand. Won't you start facing the dragon tonight? Won't you start counting the matches that never would lie? Witch's wand. Do you know of any places we can dance at this hour? Wiped out on my bike, you were laughing in the shower. It's seconds till the dawn. Don't bother with the feelings, we'll just set them alight. I know that I've been warned, and you tried to waive my rights with your wicked witch's wand. Won't you start facing the dragon tonight? Won't you start counting the
Chris is saying there, it's Witch's Wand from Sloan's new album Parallel Play. That's a great record. Now, I was traveling recently and I was in a Barnes & Noble bookstore, and they sell music there as well, in somewhere in the U.S., and I saw a big poster for a band called Bell X1. I wasn't sure if that was the name of the band or the album or what, but there was like a quote, I don't know if it was a reviewer quote or just a promo, some promo copy kind of thing, that said something like, you know, that they're Coldplay meets Radiohead, or the best of Coldplay and the best of Radiohead, or something sort of cheesy and corny like that. And I thought, well, I like Coldplay, and I like Radiohead. So I was kind of embarrassed, but because I had fallen for a giant promotional poster. But I mean, good music is good music. And I went and put on one of those big headsets at the music store and listened to one of the previews, and the headsets were broken anyway. But I made note of the name and tracked it down later on, and it's really quite a good band. And I knew nothing about them at all, but really enjoyed their record. The album's called Flock. And just before I did this recording today, I looked up a bit of information about them on the Wikipedia, and apparently, I didn't even realize this. I knew they were an Irish band, but apparently they used to be called Juniper, and they were led by Damien Rice, was the lead singer, who I've heard that I do an amusing impression of, but it's not appropriate to do right now. So this is sort of Damien Rice's former band moving on without him, and they're called Bell X1. Now, Bell X1 I thought was a really dumb name for a band. The album's called Flock. I thought maybe the band was Flock and the album was Bell X1, but I mentioned this once. I was out for lunch with some friends, and they said, what's going to be in the next session? And I mentioned this band, and I said I thought it was a dumb name. One of the guys was like, oh, that's the plane that Chuck Yeager flew in the Bell X1, and the light went off in my head. I should have known that myself. The Bell X1 is the name of the plane that Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier in, the first plane to break the sound barrier. So, I don't know, still a dumb name. Great band, though. I'm going to play a song called Rocky Took a Lover that they played on Conan at some point in the past. I tried to find the video online, but the copyright police have taken it down. So this is Bell X1 from Ireland with the song Rocky Took a Lover from their album Flock.
I wanna be that star.
I'll burn for you. I'll shine for you. That's what I'll do.
Bell X1 with Rocky Took a Lover. Really well produced stuff. There's some YouTube videos online of live concert footage, and they're really able to produce that. I mean, they're just really, really good singers, and they're really technically talented with their instruments, and some great sing-along stuff because they're really catchy songs. So that was stepping away from the Canadian music for a bit. We're back into it now. The artist that I've played before, his name is Buck65. I don't know how you describe his music. Like, there's definitely a sort of a hip-hop, almost rap aspect, but it's almost more closer to spoken word. And I saw him perform on CBC TV. I don't know. I think it was in a East Coast Music Awards session or something like that a few years ago. And he played this song, and it was just completely captivating. It's this creepy story of inbreeding overtones, and it's kind of disturbing, but it's so gripping, and like, it just jumps out. It's like someone sitting across from you and telling you a story rather than listening to a song. It's called Cries a Girl, or I think it's sometimes called Stella. It was on a compilation, a 2004 compilation called This Right Here Is Buck 65. But I think it was originally released as part of his album Square, which was divided into four parts. But they were really, inside those four parts, there were more traditional length songs, and this was one of them. So kind of creepy, but very powerful. This is Buck 65, Cries a Girl.
I was raised on a dirt road, ghost town. Stray dogs whole nine, the gold mine closed down. I knew the woods like the back of my hand, and I would shoot the breeze with the roots of trees. Go down by the river and watch the way the devil dances, but never took his hand, even though I did have several chances. Everybody slept when the morning dew turned to frost. Darkness moved in, somebody burned a cross. A girl named Stella Kewin was prettier than you'd imagine. The town should have given her the crown for the beauty pageant. But instead, some local pinhead started spreading rumors about the Kewins being inbreds. And what's worse, people believed it, cause the family was dirt poor, down on their luck, so that made it hurt more. Picking up garbage, mowing the grass. At this point, Stella stopped going to class. You know how they ridicule a kid in school, and this shit's enough to make anybody feel like a misfit. She made herself invisible and hid inside a house of mirrors. Whenever the fear stops, so do the teardrops. But fear is forever, and lies become legend, growing eventually, slowly, exponentially. She should have been a cover girl, treated like a princess, but she's an enigma, haunted by the stigma of incest. She tried to hide the scars. Her name reminds me of the stars I saw. Diamonds divide the corners of her eyes. She tried to hide the scars. Her name reminds me of the stars I saw. Diamonds divide the corners of her eyes. One horse town, known for the most softness. Little old schoolhouse, burned down post office. Blueberries and bulrushes, a tree with a tire swing. Volunteer, fireman's fair, the whole entire thing. Stella was heartbroken,
decided to start smoking. Bad taste in her mouth, she grew into a sad face. Her few friends were worried, and her parents were always proud of her. But she never escaped from under the cloud cover. A woman reduced, she was eaten by a monster. And after all these years of past, it still haunts her. It whispers her name when she's trying instead to just listen to music while she's lying in bed. Now the story of Stella is one that every child knows. But the witch in the woods is more like a wild rose. Scars. Her name reminds me of the stars I saw. Diamonds divide the corners of her eyes. She tried to hide the scars. Her name reminds me of the stars I saw. Diamonds divide the corners of her eyes.
Incredibly sad song, Buck 65, Cries a Girl. Now, stepping back out of the Canadian music again, the band Guided by Voices is one that I'd always known of, but never really knew their music. They're just kind of like, I probably know them through secondhand influences in that all of the bands I've ever listened to them. But I've never really known their music. And a while back, a friend of mine was saying that the song by Guided by Voices has been playing. He's been playing it repeatedly and very loudly in his car for a while, and it's just great for that kind of thing. So I looked it up. The song he was talking about is called I Am a Tree. It's from the 1997 album Mag Earwig, with an exclamation mark, Earwig, by Guided by Voices. It's from 1997, but I think this could have been released yesterday, and it would sound just as contemporary as anything else. And like my friend had suggested, it's got this great guitar riff. It's just simple. It's just a driving song, literally and figuratively. This is Guided by Voices. I Am a Tree.
Yeah.
That song has a great guitar riff, great guitar sound that was guided by voices. I'm a Tree. Final song that is outside of the Canadian domain. I mentioned earlier that Matt Mays had a strong Springsteen influence. Well, everybody really has a Springsteen influence at some level. And I've sort of been rediscovering Springsteen music myself. I played a cover a few, you know, well, in a previous session that was from Nebraska. What was it? Highway Patrolman by Darrell Williams. And it's an amazing song. The original's amazing. The cover's amazing. And Springsteen has put out a new album, I think it was earlier this year. It's called Magic. I haven't been listening to much of his recent music over the past few years, but this is a really great album. This is a great, I think it's among his strongest albums. And the opening track is one that I particularly love. It's called Radio Nowhere, and it's sort of a, the lyrics are relatively straightforward, so I'm not going out on a limb too much in interpreting it, I don't think. It's about sort of satellite radio and how, with all these great new features, you've got all this great, you've got better audio quality and selection, and you also lose the regional aspect of it. It's coming from space. It's broadcast to the entire planet. There's no DJ, local DJ, who's making those music decisions. It's something Tom Petty is saying about before. So it's sort of a step forward and a step back at the same time. I also think satellite radio is ridiculous and it's useless. It's been in rental cars I've had before, and it actually reminds me of Springsteen's 57 channels and nothing on, but there's like 357 channels and nothing on. But I also think it's interesting that radio is sort of being democratized so that like a loser like me can sit in this basement, which I'm actually literally doing here, staring at the cinder block walls in my basement, making a little radio show for, you know, a small group of people that that might not have a lot of commercial power, but it's something I'm passionate about, and that's what I presume that Springsteen is singing about that is missing from something like satellite radio. So with all that pontificating, it's also a great song. Now, I have to give a bit of a disclaimer. I find in this album that it's this great classic rock album, like any Springsteen it could be, and then he's got the E Street Band behind him, and whenever that saxophone comes in, all of a sudden I'm just taken out of it. It's like the fourth wall is visible, and all of a sudden it could be Huey Lewis in the News or something. No disrespect. Huey Lewis in the News 4, great album. First cassette I ever bought. Anyway, I struggle every time I hear the saxophone, and it just sounds so 1987 to me or something. And it is in this song. But it's a great song. This is Bruce Springsteen from his album Magic. This is Radio Nowhere.
Radio Nowhere.
Is there anyone alive out there? I wonder that myself sometimes. That's obviously Bruce Springsteen, Radio Nowhere from the album Magic. A beautifully simple guitar song. There's it's a four-chord riff that just repeats through the whole song. It's the verse and the chorus, but it sounds strong and solid. You wouldn't even think it was that simple. And there's the saxophone, but still. Anyway, back to the Canadian music. I'm going to take us out with three more Canadian groups, all of which you'll come across if you listen to the CBC Radio 3, which is the sort of experimental online wing of the Canadian Public Broadcasting Corporation, CBC. This band's called The Awkward Stage. I found them via CBC Radio 3. I'm going to play a song from their album Heaven is for Easy Girls. They have a new album out after this that's just come out last month, I think, but I haven't heard that album yet, so I may address that in a future session. But I'm going to play a song called The Morons Are Winning that I love because I actually think the morons are winning. This is The Awkward Stage. There's a war on. There are several, actually. We got some drugs, this terrorism. I can't stand Iraq. Anyway, it's hard to keep track. But the morons are indeed winning. I'll keep you up to date if there's any change in that respect. That was The Awkward Stage. More Canadian indie pop stuff that you might hear on CBC Radio 3. Another group from Vancouver, which is I also think where The Awkward Stage is from, British Columbia at least. This is the Tokyo Police Club. Their album that came out this year is called Elephant Shell. I don't know, not much to say about it. Great song. This is called Tessellate by Tokyo Police Club.
All us on that day. We're no tough bunch, but they had the nerve to go and say, your secrets were drowned with the pioneers who were flooded from this town. They packed their bags only moments too late, with the pounding waves crashing up against the weakened water gates. 'Cause dire times call for dire faces. Lovely dancer, call a dancer, straight out places in the night. We're running barefoot, you and I. Dead lovers salivate, broken hearts tessellate tonight. And all the kids who cut their knees on that old schoolyard fence, holding out for posterity and self-defense. But we beat them down again. There's no fun playing cowboys for pretend. We showed them what the backs of our hands for. The divide is clear in the coming year. Rich will take the poor. 'Cause dire times call for dire faces. So lovely dancer, call a dancer, straight out places in the night. We're running barefoot, you and I. Dead lovers salivate, broken hearts tessellate tonight.
Tokyo Police Club with Tessellate. Now, you've had a fairly decent injection of Canadian indie pop today. I think you could use one more track, and this will round off my two-thirds Canadian set list. There's a band called Hey Rosetta that has an unfortunate exclamation mark at the end of the band title. Hey Rosetta. Don't put punctuation in your band or company name. It just becomes problematic to use it in a sentence. Driving the other day, I had CBC Radio on, CBC Radio 2. The Vinyl Cafe was playing this sort of storytelling music afternoon show that plays on Sundays. And this band was playing live. I didn't know who it was, didn't recognize the song, but it was fantastic. So I went and looked it up. It turned out to be Hey Rosetta, who I've sort of almost seen a couple times because they're from St. John's, Newfoundland. And for those of you who don't know the geography of the area, that's roughly in the same part of the world as I am, at least, if not that close. And they've played in Charlottetown a few times, so I hope to get a chance to see them live. The voice reminded me of Hawksley Workman, which is a compliment. It's a very powerful voice. And they have two albums that I'm aware of. I'm going to play something from the previous album because it's from their older of the two, because it's the one that I heard on CBC Radio that struck me so powerfully. The song's called The Simplest Thing. I think that's it for this session of Acts of Volition Radio. Thank you very much. Next time I talk to you, I'll be a dad. I don't know what that's going to do to my musical tastes. Hey Rosetta with The Simplest Thing. Thanks for listening.
The rain starts off and it wakes you up. You can't sleep with that racket on the roof. You get up slow, but you can't get going. It seems this morning the loneliness has won. Did you stop to see mediocrity and your self-pity? They were stealing a kiss. Look at their lips, still shiny. Did you? you notice that happiness happens less the more often you stop to find where it's been hiding? You say it's not my fault that I get so low. There's a weight on my soul, it just keeps pulling me down. It's pulling me down, I swear it. So come on by my house and unleash me your monsters. With you at the helm, we'll go crashing around together. But don't mistake some initial hate for something more than cautionary. 'Cause baby, this is love. I'll come down to hell to keep you company. And of all the days we've got, we should be screaming out. Of all the days we've got, we should be screaming out. Of all the days we've got, we should be singing. Drown you too. That's a sick way to love. It's a sick way to love. It's a fucking sick way to love.